Hi, welcome to Extra Time. I'm John Raymond, the web editor for sport here at The National. I'll be joined today by Jeffrey Riddle, our one and only horse racing expert, as we approach the 20th Dubai World Cup, which we ran on Saturday. Thanks for joining me, Jeffrey.
Hi there.
Now, 20 years, it's a very big anniversary for this race. It has grown into, you know, obviously one of the biggest, if not the biggest race worldwide. It's certainly the richest race worldwide. One of the main kind of angles for this year's running is that, you know, you have all these American horses that have been brought over, the biggest one of which is California Chrome. Is that the biggest, I guess, star horse that's been in this race for some years, or what's, you know, what should we expect from the American contingent?
Well, it's interesting because the Dubai Racing Club put down dirt in the expectation or the hope that the Americans would come, because last year was the first time that the World Cup was staged without American presence. And since the race moved to Maidan, the Americans hadn't done very well. So it's greatly encouraging that a horse, California Chrome's stature and quality, has come to Dubai. I mean, he's America's Horse of the Year. He may not be the best horse in America because he's beaten last time by Shared Belief, who many believe is the best horse in America, and for, I suppose, the best dirt horse in the world. But we shall see. You know, it's a strong American challenge because California Chrome is joined in the race by last year's Don Handicap winner Lee, or Leah, depending on how you want to pronounce it. And throughout the card, there's American presence studded all the way through. So as far as that's concerned, you've got to hand it to the Dubai Racing Club for, you know, at least achieving the numbers that came. And, like, in addition to that, there is from America who were supposed to come but never made it through injury, right, what have you. So it's set up to be to the aims that they seem to lay out for themselves. It just remains to be seen if California Chrome can go in.
And, you know, obviously there are a couple big name Japanese horses, and of course the local horses. Do you think this will be a more tightly contested race or a more challenging field than usual?
Well, it's a smaller field than previously. I mean, I think you've got to go back to 2007 for there to have been fewer runners in the race, I think. You know, as Jerry Bailey said in a piece that we did earlier in the week, you know, the best dirt horse in America means it's the best dirt horse in the world. So it'll be interesting because Hoko Karamai, the Japanese horse, is Japan's dirt horse of the year.
Right.
And he floundered badly last year on the Capita, which is understandable, and then suffered a bad bout of colic. So he had to go to the Godolphin Equine Hospital at Al Quaz, and he had a torrid time and wasn't seen out for a couple of months after that. So he's back on the surface that he likes. And he's joined in the race by Epifania, who's last year was the second highest ranked horse in the world. Subsequently, just away the highest ranked horse is retired, so effectively top dog. But he's a turf horse, really. So you've got this sort of interesting ironic situation where California Chrome has won on turf. Epifania is a turf horse. And both of them are in a dirt race in which they could have run on Tapita a year ago. so it is an interesting race.
Now, obviously, as you just kind of outlined that there's some big names here, you know, California Chrome and Epifania. Is African Story, I was there last year, you were there last year. That was kind of a very big moment, a very kind of cool moment, Sheikh Mohammed raising the trophy. do you expect African Story to have a chance to defend that title?
Well, it just, Sai had been through, has been around the block so many times and has delivered time and again. He's the most successful trainer in the World Cup. He's won it 6 times. Every time you seem to say, oh, this horse has got absolutely no chance, it comes back and win. I mean, African Story, on his debut at the beginning of the season, he got kicked back in the face and he came back covered in dirt and just, he was terrible. He was absolutely terrible. And from there, you could not imagine he would ever go on dirt. And Said after that even suggested he would try him on turf again. But no, he was thrown back into the breach, and he won. He won the Maxim Challenge on Super Saturday, and he held off Prince Bishop, who seems to specialise in a late charge and defeat.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you'd be slightly disappointed on the one hand if African Story was good enough to beat California Chrome on dirt, given his experiences of dirt so far. But, you know, he's won. He's won the world's richest race before. He's been there. He's done that. He loves Maidan. He's won there so many times. And Saeed clearly knows what it takes to get a horse pitch perfect for the big race. So there are two ways of looking at it, really.
Now, just kind of rounding out that particular race and what we're kind of expecting from it, is besides those kind of big name horses, the horses that are kind of expected to challenge, are there any horses from the rest of the field that you have had your eye on, or that buzz is kind of building up a little bit under the radar for?
Well, the Wise Guys are out for Candy Boy,
mm-hmm.
Which is a former American horse imported to Doug Watson's stable. I mean, Doug has had an extraordinary season. He professed to have no idea how to train a horse on taffeta, but now he's back to dirt. You know, he trained winner after winner after winner on it this season. So a lot of people are looking to Candy Boy as a sort of interesting outsider. But other than that, you'd struggle to believe that Long River from Salambinga Dyer's stable would have that much of an impact, given how badly he trailed off on Super Saturday. I mean, Salambinga Dyer told me the other day in an interview that we did for the National that he expects 100% Long River will be a completely different animal.
Mm.
So, I mean, that's interesting, but I just can't really see him being good enough. And then there's Sight Grant from England. He's come fourth in the past 2 editions of the World Cup, but again, that was on Tapperton. He'd struggle to think he's A, good enough, and B, good enough on dirt. So that's the field. And, you know, all being equal, you've got to imagine that California Crane is going to win this race.
Yeah. Now, obviously, that, you know, this race is worth $10 million now, but even a couple of the secondary and third races are now worth $6 million, which is what the Dubai World Cup was worth just a few years ago when it was still the richest horse race. So there's obviously still a lot of very valuable horse races to be won here.
Yeah.
Is there anything to, you know, anything in particular to look out for from the rest of the race card?
Well, I mean, being a turf purist, I actually think the Shima Classic is a better quality of race.
Mm.
You've got, you know, as many Group 1 winners in the Shima Classic almost as you have in the World Cup. You've got, you know, horses, again, from all around the world. You've even got a turf horse from America in main sequence who's trained by Graham Motion, who won the World Cup in 2013 with Animal Kingdom. You know, it's a deep, deep field. It looks extremely difficult to work out in comparison to the World Cup. And I think it's going to be an absolute cracker.
I guess just lastly, wrapping it up here, you like the Dubai Turf. There's a collection of other little races. Is there any one horse or any one race to kind of also look out for in Dubai World Cup night?
Well, there are nine races. I mean, it's a grueling day, right? Because previously they used to have a concert in the middle of it. which gave journos and TV people and probably everyone at the track time to breathe, to be honest, have a drink, take it easy. But there's not going to be any of that this year. It's going to come thick and fast. And it's going to culminate in the wondrous Kylie Minogue at the end of the night. So, you know, if there's one thing to pick out, there'll be quite a lot of people saying Kylie Minogue, to be fair. But, you know, throughout the card, there are great things to look at from the equine variety. I mean, Tamakas has thrilled the Dubai World Cup Carnival all season, and he just tanks along, grinding out win after win after win. He's going to be interesting in the Godolphin Mile, which is the first thoroughbred race, right?
Oh, yeah.
Brown Panther could go well in the Dubai World Cup. He's trained by Tom Duscombe from England, and he's owned by former England striker Michael Owen.
Yeah, that's Michael Owen's horse.
People will hope he goes in and scores. And then the UAE Derby, there's Safiva, who's the Uruguayan Triple Crown winner, and Maftal from Godolphin and Mubdahij from Mike de Kock's yard. Now, that's interesting in that the winner of that race, if it is indeed Mubdahij or Maftal, they are entered for the Kentucky Derby, or the road to the Kentucky Derby. So from here, if they both perform as expected, they could kick on to Churchill Downs. So that would be something to look out for.
Well, it's just a couple days away now. Saturday, the 20th running of the Dubai World Cup. Arguably, you know, maybe not even arguably, just the most exciting night of sport in the UAE on the annual calendar. Jeffrey Riddle, again, has joined me for this podcast. He'll be there providing all kinds of coverage. He's a workhorse among the many horses that will be there. I'm John Raymond, the web editor for Sport Again here for the National. This has been produced by Marwan Alhamadi and the National Multimedia Desk. You can find the podcast on their Twitter account at NSVUAE or at the National Sport Twitter account, which is at NatSportUAE. Thanks for listening.